BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Post Malone. Ooh, going to be at the stadium at Mile High. I guess it's not Mile High anymore, is it?
It's in Power Field. Yeah, it's in Power Field.
Don't we always call it Mile High, though?
Yeah.
Don't we just stick with that? I mean, to me, I still use the Pepsi Center.
Well, I do, too. That's so funny.
I think most people do.
Yeah. All right, Post Malone, Jelly Roll, they're going to be here next year. We have tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:30, so about 30 minutes away this morning, so you can win yours. Man, I will tell you this. I had probably, well, I don't have a lot of friends. I had probably three people ask me for tickets yesterday. Now,
oh,
I know,
really?
guys like you, Carson, and you.
Wait. I know your three friends.
Yeah. Well, it's not what you're thinking, though.
And there's no way those three people want tickets.
Yeah.
Listen. All right, I overstated. It was two friends and one stranger, okay? The stranger worked at the Circle K.
Okay.
Yeah. She asked me because somehow she knew who I was.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, Beach, can you get me some tickets for that Postie show? And I said, well, I don't know. Let me look into it.
But Fat Phil or whatever his name is.
No. The other two friends were my wife and her mom.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Her mom?
That's awesome.
My wife and her mom.
They both want to go.
Yeah.
That seems odd.
Yeah, she's a postie. She is. Yeah.
Hey, it's a big show, man.
All right, we have tickets coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Deion Sanders. He's gone, man. He's not going to stay here.
Well, he's been rumored for a while.
Yeah,
this has been a rumor for a while for Dallas. But the only thing is Hunter is a junior, and he is like Hunter's dad. And so that tells me maybe that Hunter's going to go pro after this year.
Here's the rumor, though. It's a completely, well, it's not completely different, but it's a little twist on it. The rumor is that the Dallas Cowboys will draft Shadur.
But what about Hunter?
He's on his own. He's on his own.
Well, no, because Deion calls himself like his dad.
I know he does. Yeah, I know he does. Close. But the rumor is that Shadur Sanders will be drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. They're in bad shape, and they need a quarterback. And when they do, Dad's going to go along as the head coach for the Dallas Cowboys.
Then Hunter will go, too.
Yeah.
Because that's his family. And he's a junior. He'll just go early.
But they won't get both picks. That's not the way it works.
Oh, okay.
See, it's an NFL draft.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
The Dallas Cowboys will pick Shadur as their first pick.
I'm thinking it's like college. Like, I'll go over there.
No, you can't choose.
I gotcha.
I mean, there's a chance
that's rude. They're just going to leave him on the field.
Yeah.
Hunter
could end up in Indianapolis. Yeah. You know, you don't know where
that's
they're going to go.
That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
They're family.
Yeah, I agree, but at some
point. You can't leave that guy hanging.
You gotta spread your own wings at some point,
Jamie.
I think
his dad is in jail or something, and Deion is like his dad.
Basically, his mentor, his dad, his everything.
Everything. You can't just kick him to the curb so your kid gets on the team.
But he can't take the entire Buffalo team to Dallas.
Why not?
Doesn't work like that.
Well, trade around until we get them both.
Michael Irving yesterday was making the rounds. He hangs out with Jerry Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys. He also spent the weekend up in Boulder because he's big friends with Deion Sanders. He says 100% it's true and it's a done deal.
You do believe, and I do too, that if Shadur went to the Cowboys, Deion would accept the job.
I believe 100%, and I can tell you, good sources have told me that.
Yeah.
Great sources have told me that. That's all I can say like that without violating anything else.
Boy. Yeah, oh, boy. Well, it was a good run, folks.
It was a good run. What do I do with my sunglasses? And what about Miss Peggy?
I am not.
He's dumping everybody. Hunter, Peggy, his sunglasses.
Yeah, Peggy's the worst of all. They just made the clothing line
No. You could make her a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Put her
in one of those uniforms.
She's a buff.
Born and bred.
This is a bunch of malarkey.
Well, money talks. Now, I think Deion came out yesterday and said there's no truth to the rumor. Yes, there is truth to the rumor.
He's going to say that while
If Dallas drafts your son and you're offered the head coaching job of the Dallas Cowboys, probably the highest priced franchise there is, you're going to take that job.
Yeah,
of course you are.
At some point, you let your kid just spread his wings without you.
Not when there's millions of dollars attached to your kid.
I'm just saying, he can go to Dallas, but you stay here.
I don't think it's going to happen, Jamie. They stick together as a family, you know?
We'll see.
I mean,
well,
he'll go, the sister will go, they'll all go.
Yes. You're Hunter. Yeah,
you're Hunter, you're odd man out.
I'm mad about that.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah. My God.
Well, I figured you would be more mad about Peggy.
Both of them.
Did you see her dancing yesterday?
I did not.
She was dancing with Dion yesterday. Oh, they did a video for her. Birthday was officially yesterday.
Yes. Right.
And they did a little press conference and talking about which bowl game she wanted to go to.
Didn't she have a twin sister that passed away?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
But man, she's got it going on.
Yeah.
She moves great.
I know,
bro.
Right?
She gets around.
It's amazing. Yeah.
When you see the video, she cuts the rug,
yeah,
man.
She
she's
does.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
she's pretty amazing. Good. She's out there dancing with Dion. All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. All starting to bunch up a bit. And that's traffic. I'm Nia Bender. Back to BJ and Jamie on Alice 105.9.
I'm sorry, but the construction is really throwing me off this morning.
God,
I can't concentrate. I mean, we were supposed to talk before those commercials,
yeah.
and got all confused, and before you know, all the stuff firing on the air.
I mean, it's what, on like floor eight? It's that low, but it's so loud.
Yeah,
it's
you can hear it all the way up here.
Yeah.
So you got to figure down on that floor.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Like, wow.
I know,
that's
right?
Loud.
Lordy, lordy.
All right, did you see? Can you hear that?
Oh, my God.
He's got a jackhammer down there.
Oh, my God.
What are they doing?
I have no idea, but there is a crew, man. They have like 30 guys in there.
Yeah.
All working, yeah.
Do you see where Delta Airlines is going to start serving burgers from Shake Shack?
Oh, cool.
Have you seen this?
I have not. No, that's a crazy
that's
story.
That's awesome.
Bad idea. Bad idea. All right, here's
why,
the story.
Why is it a bad idea?
I'll tell you after this.
Shake Shack fans have a new dining option, but it's at 30,000 feet.
Beginning on December 1st, the carrier will serve fast food cheeseburgers from Shake Shack to first class passengers on long distance domestic flights. So think any flight from LA to across the country. If you're flying first class, you're looking at potentially a fast food cheeseburger. Sweet. But don't expect that you're going to get any Shake Shack crinkle fries. That's not going to happen. Instead, you'll get potato chips, a small Caesar salad, and a chocolate brownie. And if you were thinking that, well, at least it'll be fresh, no, not so much there either. Your burger will be cooked on the ground, and then it'll be reheated in the air, because as you know, fast food reheated always hits the spot.
Now, look, it's not that bad to start out with, but what it's going to lead to is bad, bad, bad. If you start serving these hamburgers on flights, and it's not just first class, if you start going into the cabin, whatever, can you imagine the smell?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if one person brings on a box of Church's chicken, the whole plane knows it.
Right.
Can you imagine firing up hamburgers, especially preheated hamburgers that, preheated
right now
or whatever?
It's just first class.
Right now, it's first class with Delta. But the rumor is that you're going to see other airlines like American Airlines and everybody else cut a deal with a fast food restaurant to do the exact same thing. To, add some value to their ticket.
I wonder how that reheating thing's going to go.
I don't know, Jamie.
You know? That's the only thing that's a little troubling.
Yeah.
Because have you ever reheated a hamburger? I haven't. But I don't want to either.
My buddy goes to McDonald's, I kid you not, gets like maybe 10 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Eats a couple of them and then sticks the rest in the freezer. He freezes a double cheeseburger.
Does he not have a car? Where he can go get another one when he wants to.
I have no idea. Like, I can't even explain it. He's always done that. And then he'll, throughout the week, just grab a couple out, reheat them, and then eat them.
Does he have the ketchup and mustard on him?
Everything on him.
And
sticks them in the freezer.
And then reheats it with the pickles and the ketchup and mustard.
Yep.
That's weird.
It's
that
gross.
Is weird.
Yeah, it is. And I can eat anything. But have you ever tried those White Castle burgers that you buy in the store, frozen? They're awful.
They are horrible.
They're terrible.
And they smell.
I like White Castle. I like in the South, they're called Crystals.
We had White Castle in St. Louis.
You had White Castle. Mm-hmm. We had Crystals.
Yeah.
But it was the exact same thing. But you can buy them in the grocery store, and they're frozen. You take them home, and they are junk.
The only thing that I've ever made that tastes exactly like what you can get is the sweet and sour from
P.F.
Chang's.
Yep. Yep.
That in the frozen.
The little skillet meal.
Yeah, that works.
It's pretty good.
It really is good.
You talked me into buying one a couple of years ago.
Good.
It's really good.
It doesn't
disappoint. It does really, really good.
Yeah.
But these hamburgers, but think about it for a minute. If you get a seat on a plane and anywhere near you, somebody opens up their Big Mac, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on an airplane, and for them to start serving, even if it's in first class, the rest of the airplane's going to be so hungry by the time they get to their destination because they're not getting a hamburger.
Well, I will say there's one worse, though. It's when they serve salmon. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're like, you really pick salmon on an airplane? Oh, my God.
You know, I do not take food on an airplane unless it's like a Subway or something like that that's a cold sandwich. Because
I don't know.
I love feel like everybody's looking at me.
I like taking the McDonald's on there and pissing everybody off.
Oh, the Egg McMuffin first thing in the morning?
You got to figure if they're serving these in first class, the whole plate's going to smell like a hamburger.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Ooh, and then they say the other airlines.
Reheat, though. They lost me at reheating.
Yeah, me too.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, they can't prepare it there, obviously. But, I mean, it's Shake Shack.
And
so.
I don't want reheated ketchup and mustard and a pickle reheated. No. Like, that is gnarly.
I'm telling you, it's a bad idea. And if others follow suit, can you imagine? Yeah. I'm getting on Delta Airline and they're serving Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Reheated.
Oh, boy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Post Malone tickets. It's that big ass tour coming to the stadium, and we've got them coming up next. Hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Love our boss willing to go shut down a construction site for us.
Yeah. I feel like a fight would break out.
He's like, could you not jackhammer during their show, please?
Yeah, but those construction people, they don't care, man.
I know, but I really appreciate that. I'll have to
say. I do, too.
All right, Instagram users, you can now make your algorithm a clean slate. That would be a good idea. I would like that.
Me, too.
It says the Meta-owned social media platform is testing the feature, which would reset what users see across their Explore, Reels, and Feed pages. Because I tell you what. I'm stuck in a rut. It's
me too. You look at one naked picture.
Exactly.
And then here they come.
Exactly. It just doesn't stop. You know what it is weird about, that you said that?
Yeah.
You said something about you have all these people like sliding into your DMs on X or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like nasty people.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen, so that tells me you have looked at something inappropriate.
I mean, they're hookers. They gotta be.
I've never had that happen, so we're looking at different things.
Well,
no, I'm just saying.
I don't get, but here's the thing. I don't get that on my feed. I only get that with people wanting me to be their friend, okay? Mm-hmm. Like,
takes one.
Kathy.
One time. One time.
And Nelly.
Nelly.
Nell Hanley.
Anyway, I'm just saying, that was interesting.
ARFA.
Who's ARFA?
I don't know.
So here's the deal. The move comes as online safety advocates keep the pressure on Instagram, which in a recent survey shows is the most used app among teenagers. Is Instagram. So there you go. Let's see here. You know, this is weird timing because I just mentioned this. Remember when I said, hey, where did that Garth Brooks whole thing go? And then we decided that it was all buried because of the politics, you know?
What exactly was it again?
That girl accused him of
all sexual assault. Right. Yeah. It was Trisha's hairdresser, makeup artist. Yeah. Okay.
And remember, I was like, where did that story go? But then we were like, oh, everybody was in the bowels of politics and everything got lost. Well, it's back. Garth Brooks' November 25th, performance on Jimmy Kimmel Live has been canceled out of nowhere, and it's not going to be rescheduled. And they're saying it's because he's laying low right now. I think that draws more attention to it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because if I was his PR rep, I'd be like, dude, this kind of went away. Go ahead and sing.
So Kimmel wasn't the one that put the kibosh on it. It was Garth Brooks'
people. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. Makes you look guilty.
Yeah. The country music star is currently in a court war over a lawsuit that claims all that stuff happened in a hotel. And the allegations were first filed by his accuser as Jane Doe, but then later they said her name. And so, I guess. Let's see here. We hate to deliver. I'm trying to see if it is his or if it's their.
He's claiming he didn't do it, but he's also claiming that she asked for a buku of money, if I'm not mistaken,
yes,
right?
That's what he said. And then when he didn't give her money,
that's when she
went after him. All right. Hey, happy birthday to Joe Biden, speaking of politics.
Woo! Joe!
Joe Biden is.
Blow out the candles!
Is 82 today.
Oh, good for him.
I know.
Did they find him? He was lost in some palm trees.
He was in the Amazon. Walking around in the Amazon.
Yeah, they were trying to take a picture of all the world leaders, and they couldn't find him.
He was in the back, that's why.
No, he wasn't in the picture at all.
No, he was in the back.
You're talking about a different picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see here. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Their fight attracted 108 million viewers. A streaming record. Think about that. No wonder it was all jacked up, right?
Yeah, they're getting sued.
By who?
Netflix is.
Yeah, some
class
guy in
action
Florida.
Lawsuit. Yeah.
Oh God, that's a
for their streaming problem.
Come on,
you can't sue for that. Plus, you're going to split it with 120 something million people.
Seriously,
how much you going to get? Two cents?
Despite streaming issues, an estimated 108 million people flocked to Netflix to stream the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight Friday night. That number jumped to 125 million over the weekend. Let's see here. They say that that female fight with Amanda and Katie, it held the record for the most watched women's sporting event in history with 74 million viewers watching. So, yeah, that was a big deal. Those girls.
It was.
That
it
Amanda,
was.
People love that
Amanda. It was a great fight, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again.
You know, I can watch boxing, but I can't watch that MMA stuff. It's a little too barbaric for me.
Well, that's what I was saying to my friends when we were watching. I don't get why any of us are watching this. I mean, those two girls fighting.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so, like you said, barbaric. I used that word. I was like, we're just watching these two girls beat the blank out of each other. I go, what are we doing? And then a couple of girls like, oh, it's cool. Come on, go. I was like, but this is just, this is wrong on every level.
Jimmy, have you ever been to a live boxing match?
Yes, I have. Like, it's disgusting.
It's awful.
The fluids hit you.
Yeah.
They're fluids.
You can feel the splash if you're close enough.
Oh.
Yeah. I was at Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield fight in Vegas. And we had pretty good seats. And it was, I said I'd never go back.
But it's
it was so bad when Evander Holyfield fell. No, it wasn't Evander. Actually, it was somebody else. That was another fight I went to. But anyway, when the guy fell, you could see his eyes roll back in his head. I mean, just completely white because the eye was gone. And like Jamie said, you could feel the fluid coming out.
Ugh.
It was awful.
So I've been to a couple, you know, L.A. and in Vegas. I think the scariest part about the Vegas one is the crowds. You feel like when they release and you have to go out of that area, you feel like you're going to get killed, trampled to death.
Everybody's all jacked up.
Oh, my God. And you can't move. And then somebody wants to get through and then everybody starts, we almost died.
Yeah.
It was really scary. That I don't recommend. I am jealous of all you people that are going to F1.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
It's going to be an awesome weekend.
I went last year in Vegas, and it was a highlight of my life.
Doesn't seem the hype is as big, though, this year, does it?
Well, I'm on an algorithm where it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're on porn, so.
Yeah. I still get these hookers. Oh, look, there's another one.
That's a different part of Vegas.
Yeah. Old Nancy. I think I'll follow her.
Hooker Nancy.
Yeah, Hooker Nancy.
Wow. I bet she's very popular. Yeah. She takes her teeth out.
Yeah,
it doesn't say that.
Get some boys all around.
It does not say that, Jamie.
Just saying. Anyway, Apple Original Films. I want to see this. I love Fleetwood Mac. I love the whole story and the whole drama and the whole soap opera with them. Anyway, Apple Original Films is developing a documentary about Fleetwood Mac. And it's, let's hear, how can you mean, blah, 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 blah. Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Kristen McVie, Lindsey Buckingham, and Stevie Nicks. They all agreed to it. I mean, obviously, what's her name? Christine has passed away. But before that, she had agreed to it and to put it all together. So, you know, that's always helpful when they agree to it and are part of it. So they're all going to be part of it, too. So that's good. That's going to be awesome. And does that seem really loud?
A little bit.
Not to me. I love loud. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Did you ever get those earbuds that have the hearing aids
in them?
Yeah,
the AirPods.
Huh?
Remember, what? You're going to look into them.
I can't hear you. What?
See, you guys, in radio,
no, you know,
because we have headphones on our ears, like, you know, for our whole career, we go deaf quicker than anybody else.
And every year we seem to turn it up just a little bit louder.
Yeah,
a little
you do.
Bit louder. A little yeah. bit louder. Before you know it, it's maxed out.
I got onto Carson. I was like, dude, your headphones are too loud. You are going to be deaf next year.
Yeah.
Well, and when I put them on, it doesn't seem that loud.
But you talk so loud, like when you're off the air. That's because you're going deaf.
It is true.
I mean, that's what happens. That's why people talk loud, because they can't hear themselves, right?
My God.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell
the
trash.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Is it Tate McRae? Is that the tickets we have?
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae.
This is kind of a buzzkill after we just did the other ones.
All right, we've got tickets. Don't be bringing down my party. We have tickets for you.
Oh, we'll are we that. Doing that now?
20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all
just
right.
teasing it, man. 20 minutes, you'll have a chance to win. Right here, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.